Welcome to the Lit, Loud, and the Lazy. It's your host, Fat Moses, a.k.a. DJ and Marcy, the daddy himself. And I got my boys with me, Al, a.k.a. Slim Zo, he will take your hold. And my dog, Body Locks, so bald, Mr. Clean himself. And we got our co-host, CJ.
CJ got no nickname. CJ nickname enough.
Okay. God, you did too great.
That was great. Hey, round of applause to Shaq. That was great.
Took three outtakes.
Christopher Schoon is also in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? You gonna say something, Chris?
My dog, Schoon. DJ Schoon. Nah. The two
DJ Schoon.
You.
I'm here.
You got fresh cut, boy.
All right, how's everybody doing today?
Good. How was y'all boys' weekend and week?
Weekend was good, man. We went to Colorado. It was nice. It was cool. A lot of white people.
Y'all ain't snowboarded, though. That's weak.
Yeah, a little bit. We had time. Next time.
Yeah, I should have did it in the front of the yard or something.
This is not how snowboarding works.
Yeah, we had to
go somewhere.
It's not skating, dude. You gotta go somewhere and snowboard?
Yeah, it wasn't that cold either. So we had to go high.
You can't just jump out and put your foot on the slide.
It's not skating.
Nope, we can't do that.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was a nice experience. We met a lot of cool white people. And a Nigerian.
Y'all remember one of them things that they put the people on? And
nope.
The shit that was breaking
down. We wasn't in No Mountain.
We
were by a mountain, but we weren't really on the mountain.
We was 5,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, but we weren't on a mountain.
We on a mountain essentially at 5,000 feet.
Nah, we gotta go to like the 14ers. The 14,000 feet mountains to go snow.
Man, this weekend before that I manscaped.
You manscaped?
I try that.
You hit your cuticles?
Yeah, try that.
Wax?
No. You did your toes?
What?
You did your toes?
No.
This man chest hairy as hell. You think he waxed?
I just tried. It was
cool. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? A hair check?
You did or did not do your toes?
I did. Okay. No, my toes? No.
Yeah, okay. What you did? Your hands?
No.
What you did?
What's he manscaped?
There's only one thing you manscaped.
I thought he was talking about like his head, like he did like a spa date or something.
No, nigga, that's a manicure and pedicure.
So, y'all boys have a manscaped?
Yeah, a manscaped. We just ain't need you to tell us.
Literally, so did not want to know that.
I ain't never seen that.
We can literally continue this.
That shit lit.
We can segue into the next talk. Oh,
so you ain't shave your balls, but you shave your head, but you don't shave your balls no homo.
That's what I'm saying. You could have a.
This not what your balls look like, no homo, bro.
Probably more right.
This not what your shit look like. That's what I thought. Niggas shaved their head for.
For the last time, and when you said no homo, it just makes it even more gay, bro.
You got a bald round head, bro.
Okay, let's stop.
Yeah. Let's cut that right there.
So, all right, since we're talking about skating and everything, right? So, what about late?
I want to see this segue.
No.
I want to hear this segue.
I want to see how y'all feel about women's changing the whole skateboarding body. Let's go to the doctor.
Okay. Yeah, changing the whole skateboarding body.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
I can do this.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, Shaq, you lead, bro. This shit fucked up. Shaq the lead right now. Girls doing stuff to their body.
Like getting the whole thing done. Like she was skinny when you graduated with her. Like, you see her, she got like ass
for days.
Ass like strawberry at the office.
Have y'all ever felt fake ass?
Yeah.
Well, it felt like jello.
I felt different fake ass. I felt ones that felt great and I felt ones that felt hard.
That's the cheap one.
Yeah.
The hard one is the cheap one.
Cement brick.
I
bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she got that Home Depot booty, man.
She got that run flat.
I don't know how I feel, because you know some cultures, they do it. Like in Colombia, you know, they big on plastic surgery. And same thing with Brazil. Yo, Ava, you want to be part of the podcast?
Okay.
You did not, right?
Go to sleep.
Good night.
That is chick, right?
All right. She is something else.
All right, now that Ava's gone.
Okay.
So you know, some cultures like Colombia and Brazil, they big on plastic surgery.
They put raccoons in their butt.
Yeah, they put all types of shit in their butt.
I bet these niggas say raccoon talk.
So
run flat.
I don't know, but like, are y'all a fan of it? Like, if your girl said, "Yo,
she can't do too much." Like,
yo, I want to get my body done.
What's too much?
I want to get this relationship.
Too much, like she.
If your girl, if so, if your girl tell you anything on her body, you gonna end it?
Hell yeah! What the fuck? I like my girls all natural.
She's all natural.
All natural.
I think it's good that I think it's big that you promote women having natural bodies or like being in love with their bodies. But I'm not going to dump her if she going to do something done.
Yeah, the most you can do is put weaving extension in your hair.
Damn, you a real African shit.
Literally the most. Unless it's like life or death. Like, you know, some women have to get their titties like shrank. Otherwise, they going to like.
Okay, yeah, back problems.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the girls that get their titties done after they have a baby? Like they.
You talking about like a mommy makeover?
Yeah.
That's what they call them. But like after that baby, the titties saggy, they got the little pudge.
Bro, I love me some saggy titties, bro. This
So you just like
dragging on the scooter.
Scooter shits with your head like a shovel. Let me suck that nipple, baby.
Bro, hey, you didn't see the video we just saw earlier?
Oh, with the swinging titties? That's what you want. That's what you want, bro.
That's some shit.
I don't have a problem with girls getting their body done. It just can't be like too much. Like,
okay, so she can't look like an ant.
Oh hell no.
Okay.
Nah.
I be laughing at it. Like she got like a whole lot of ass.
You gotta rank her every day, bro.
Like her ass weigh 150, but her legs weigh like 40 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
She look like a chicken bone. I'm a chicken leg.
How you feel about that, CJ? Well, dog like little.
That's what I'm saying. You the young one. Like,
yeah, you got to be the young one, bro.
You supposed to be running through.
I can't do it. Now, if you want to get like something reduced, that's one thing.
Yeah.
All that plastic, nah.
Yeah, adding to
it.
Because
if it pop, that's it.
Okay, but do any of y'all agree with Prince that if your girl gets something done, y'all leaving her?
Nice.
Wait. Is it my girl? Or is it like side
your girl?
Your girl.
Or like
your
some girl I'm entertaining.
Your girl.
Like
your girl.
We going to get married.
Your girl.
Who,
like, your girl.
Who cares that much about a side chick?
G. Your girl. Your wife. Your girl. Your wife. Your whatever.
Yeah, what the fuck? You gonna waste my money on this?
What if it's her money?
What's her money?
You gonna waste our money on this?
Wow, this nigga. Hey, do any of y'all agree with this man?
No.
Okay. No. Our money.
I just wanna make sure I'm not the only one that thinks it's crazy.
We could get a Switch, bruh.
Yeah, a new ass is not $350.
I know, but still, that's one session.
$350.
So we could each have a Switch, our kids can have Switches.
I'm sure if she could afford surgery, you could afford to get surgery and a Switch, bro.
I'm not going to do both.
Okay. Hey, Shaq. You can't do this with Prince, bro.
You said can't afford.
We can't do this with Prince.
Yeah, both. Nigga, you got an Xbox and a PlayStation? No, you got a PlayStation.
Yeah, because Xbox is trash.
Nah, yes. Vibe.
No.
Vibe.
Go big trash. Vibe.
Big, yeah, huge trash. Vibe.
Big trash.
Oh my gosh.
Big green dumpsters.
Just like, just vibe. That's a conversation for another day.
Okay.
It's all video games. All
right, Shaq, so what's the conversation for today?
About gender neutrality.
Oh, like, okay.
Is it okay to knock a bitch out?
Oh, wait, you know that one. Is it okay? Prince.
Why?
Is it okay? Okay. Set up the scenario. When is it okay to knock a bitch out?
When she tried. All
right, okay. No. Wrong answer. Wrong answer.
I want to hear Shaq's scenario first.
I'll tell you two scenarios I watch.
Hands hurt, bro.
The minute she gets out of hand.
Two scenarios I can think of the head. Okay. It was a recent one with the dude. He was telling the girl like, "Hey, chill out." She get pushed and he like, "Chill out." She decked his ass like 5 times.
And he hit it back.
He gave her like a baby slam. It wasn't like a big slam. It was like a baby slam.
She deserved
like,
that shit.
She landed on her back. Right?
She deserved it.
And some people say he was wrong.
My ass.
And then there was another scenario, right?
Where
a girl was the same thing. And he told her to chill out. He decked the ass, like, not to cold out.
Wait, she hit him though? Like, she was pushing
him? Like, she hit him. No. This girl hit, was hitting him. Like, she ran up on him. Boop, boop, boop. And he got
like, she wanted to fight.
Yeah, he got up. Knock that ass out too.
See?
She got that Street Fighter uppercut.
This is how I see it, right? I don't believe in hitting a woman, right? But if you're going to act like a nigga, you can't be mad when you get treated like one.
Let me put a different circumstance. Don't put your hands on somebody you're not expecting to get hit back.
Exactly.
Should be the rule.
Hold on. So, is there ever a good situation, or are you a pussy if you run away from a girl like that's trying to like harm you? Are you pussy for running away?
Nah, you not. You got more composure.
You don't have to hit her. But if she asks him to get hit, have that option.
Yeah. Wow. I do sound violent, but
a little bit. But y'all niggas see on this wave. This is Scoon and Bush Boy.
Right.
This is Scoon and Bush Boy, by the way.
Man. Bro, I have siblings. I have sisters. I have like most of my family.
Relatives don't count. Nah. Relatives definitely don't count.
You're talking about like your girlfriend.
Yeah, I used to put my paws on the sister, but that don't count.
You can knock your sister out.
Yeah, you can friendly fight with your sister. Oh,
dad.
Yeah.
But see, if I'm going to treat my sister and my relatives like this, I got to treat her like that too. Nah.
Oh, then nah. Yeah. That's
equality.
Nah.
That's domestic violence.
It's domestic violence either way.
That is domestic violence.
No matter what way you
put it. Shouldn't be out here hitting women. You should be out here
hitting men and not expect to get hit by.
You should be out here hitting women.
All right, so what are some areas where women can't hit the fuck out of you? Like, what's some stuff?
Never!
So there's no time when women should split your ass?
Hell no!
So you have a baby by another woman on the side?
Oh, you gonna split me?
You have a baby by another woman on the side. She can't hit you?
Trade my jit.
She can't hit you? You give her STD.
She can split me. If I give her STD, that's different. She can split me.
I'll be like, split me.
Go ahead. Hit her sister.
Nah, I ain't get split.
It was her fault.
That's her fault. She should have treated me better than her sister.
Wow. You hit her mama.
Split me.
Why am I hitting her mama?
Hey, it could happen.
Why am I hitting her mama or her sister?
I ain't gonna lie, some girls be having some bad moments.
Oh, you meant hit.
I meant hit.
Oh, hell no,
I get
ransack.
I'll take that back. Ransack. Your mama can
get it. Yeah, that's your mama's fault. Why is she? That's your old daughter's mad? What the fuck?
There shouldn't be no
time. Wait, so y'all smash your sister's relatives? Is they bad?
Wait.
Now your girlfriend relatives. My bad.
Hell yeah.
They want to slide? They can slide.
Wait.
You like after the relationship. For a relationship?
No, like, after the relationship.
After the relationship, you go, oh, wait.
After?
Like, we broke up?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What the fuck?
So, like, a sister pull up and say, yeah, boy, I'm trying to get that.
We doing it.
It's like a library book, bro.
At her house.
That sounds like a setup. Yeah. I'm still doing it.
Wow.
We broken up, like, move on with my life.
Yeah, you right, though. You
it's like a library book, bro. Just because I checked out one book, I can't check out all the other ones.
I ain't mad at that one. You're disgusted. I ain't mad at that one.
Y'all ever smash on your sister friends?
My sister friends?
You have a sister?
Yeah, she's in Jamaica, though, so her friends are way older than me. So I have to pass.
My sister friends are way older than me, too. That don't mean shit.
I don't know them.
I could have almost smashed two of my sister friends.
Like, my sister has some badass friends. One people's elbow in them hoes.
Like, one of them, we was in high school. So
them bitches could hit me with the Rikishi move, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. High school was like the years of blue balls.
I'm dead.
Yeah, like, you tell
you, nigga.
Nah, high school, middle school, like, when you had a girlfriend.
Middle school?
Yeah, when you had a girlfriend, you was tucking it down.
Yeah.
Bro, you tucking it down. You ain't get no sack, but you okay because you tucking it down.
I was content, yeah.
But you walked out with a hard-ass meat.
Yeah. You used to just grab the ass. Yeah. You grab the ass and be content.
You be satisfied for the day. Like, jeez. High school, that shit was weird to me when I really think about it. Like,
yeah, you just don't think back on it, bro.
Nah, like, bro, it'd be so hard, bro. It showed through my jeans, bro. That's like, bro, exactly what we're
talking about.
Nah, that's back in the day when you was content. You ain't need no more, bro. You was all right.
With
your hand in her back pocket.
You literally don't even think about it.
You was cooking and some butt cheeks in between class, bro.
Let me tell you what set it off.
You was prepared to talk to her all night, bro.
Hey, let me tell you what set it off where I can't do that no more. Raw dog.
Bro, y'all niggas is disgusting with that shit, bro.
Once you go there, bro.
Once you go there, tucking down, rubbing your hands. Nah, bro, I'm holding it.
Nah, bro.
Once you go wrong, dog.
Nah, my other sister friend, like, I could have smashed. It was like, it wasn't the right time. She was drunk as shit, trying to fuck me, and I was like, nah, this is rape.
That's rape.
Yeah, low key. At least you know.
I was like, nah, nothing time.
My sister friends is older.
Prince was hella there.
Was hella there.
That peach day was lit. You wasn't there at all.
Hella there. I have videos from the dude.
But she was like, oh my god, you're so fine, kiss me. I wanna go home with you. Relax. Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Good man. That was like one of your good job.
But you eat everybody must be on that weed.
Yeah.
Unless you drunk too then.
But a lot of people not. So it's good. My sister friends is all old as shit. They like 30 now.
I did look 30 good.
Plus.
That don't mean nothing, bro.
That don't mean nothing at all, bro. Right. And now I'm like, you know, I'm like the young piece of chocolate now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to re-meet all of them.
I mean, some like bad 60-year-olds, bro.
Okay, Prince. Just because you bald don't mean you have to like old bitches.
Bro, I like cougars when I was a jit.
Okay.
What's wrong with that, bro? They cougars, bro. They fine as fuck and old as shit.
60-year-old cougars, bro?
Bruh, how old is Mariah Carey?
I don't think she's 60.
Yeah, she's like 50 something though.
Yeah.
But
I don't think she's a cougar.
Shit, bro. Whatever you want to call it, bro.
Hey, whatever, bro.
Wasn't she just in Umbrella Academy?
Mary J. Blige. You confuse Mary J. Blige and Mariah Carey?
Nah. Damn, you would smash Mary J. Blige?
Oh, huh?
You would hella smash Mary J. Blige. You not gonna ask Mary J. Blige?
I'm sorry. She like an auntie.
She do look like a. She look like the auntie.
Shit, bro. What about Aunt Viv?
Hell no.
You not smashing Aunt Viv?
Which Aunt Viv?
Wait.
Both. It don't matter.
Not the skinny one.
You not smashing skinny Aunt Viv? I'm not smashing other Aunt Viv.
I'm not smashing that one either.
Twice.
We good. I had to let you know both of them.
Wait, back in the day though, not now.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day, you not smashing skinny Aunt Viv?
Nah. Bruh. Even serious in them.
That's why you got all the blue balls, bro.
Gee,
bro. Your whole life was just. You just.
Yeah, bro, y'all is wild. I don't know. Y'all, I cannot.
Disgusting, but this nigga talking about manscaping for like 5 minutes.
So,
but that's not disgusting though. It's not like I whipped out my balls.
Skinny, Prince, you take the cake. What the fuck? All right, let's go.
On a more serious note, this week, was it this week or was it last week? It was last week. The superintendent was on the hot seat.
Superintendent of
Broward County Public Schools, even though I'm the only one nigga that work here.
No matter. We all in the school system, sort of.
Except for the
two special guests.
Two out of three, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, two out of five. But he was on the hot seat. The lady, I felt like she was very petty. She was trying to fire him. She was part of the school board, too. She was trying to fire him, saying he was the reason why basically Stoneman Douglas happened. And, you know, everybody from everywhere called him retarded. Everybody called her retarded. Like, everybody.
So what was this? This was like a superintendent meeting? Or
this was like a public thing, but it was her broadcasting her case against him.
Of why he should be fired.
Yeah, why he should be fired. And he really ain't saying nothing. He let basically the people speak for him.
Okay.
Like people from Miami came, people from community, teachers, administrators.
It seems like the Stoneman Douglas thing is getting situation is getting like more
out of hand.
Yeah, a little bit more out of hand. Like now that the parents aren't involved.
Fucking year, bro.
Yeah. But now it's the parents, it's not the kids no more. So now it seems like it's getting even more.
Now they even still be more catty. Too.
I haven't seen the kids do nothing.
They did what's it called recently? They did a protest.
Protest.
No, not even a protest. One of the survivors was like on the news or something in DC like about a month ago. Okay. Even less than that, probably.
Yeah, it seems like the situation getting a little bit more out of hand with all the jobs that they trying to build for that after that situation and now this.
Man, a lot of things that get serious, especially about like getting arrested and going to court, like you get more severe, like years or anything. Depending on your color, like I feel like that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why we were so, bro. What's that? What's that man's name? Wasn't that like Mosley or something?
Who?
The little yodeling boy.
Damn. Girl, I thought you was talking about Mr. Mosley.
What's it? No, no. But the, anyway, the yodeling boy at Walmart becomes a huge star for you know yodeling at Walmart versus whatever the song was.
But the rapper boy, he famous now. He was on Ellen.
Yeah, he's famous, but look at what happened to him.
He got locked up.
He got arrested or detained.
Locked up.
I don't think they did anything, but they just had the video. All
right, y'all. This has been another episode of Lit, Loud, and Lazy.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'll give you background. Oh, now y'all want to talk in this shit.
I'll tell you background hype.
Hey, fuck y'all.
We've been here.
Fuck y'all. Yeah. Hey, not fuck y'all. Y'all been great crowd, but... Fuck these
whoever listens. But yeah, it's another episode of the Lit, Loud, and Motherfucking Lazy. Hey,
thank you for tuning in. Yeah,
we'll
nigga.
We'll see y'all next time or hear y'all or whatever.